payment penalties. So what are we looking at as a common cause? What drives up asset prices, monetary policy, global flows of capital into this country? We aren't here today because capital and interest rates and loans were too expensive. We are here because they were too cheap.
Travis.
Well, predatory lending wasn't the only cause, but it was the spark that lit the housing crisis, which, because of a number of flaws in our securities markets, eventually spread to an economic crisis. So it was an important, very significant factor.
Maya.
I mean, I think it's both. I think, you know, you have experts who point to monetary policy, and you have experts that also point to the foreclosure crisis and say that, you know, there are a lot of things that need to be fixed to help, especially lower income borrowers, troubled borrowers. So, I mean, I think, you know, there are a lot of things that could be addressed. I can't say what Dodd-Frank will do, but, you know, there are interesting sides on both sides.
There are those within the American public who really support a consumer financial protection agency. What do you say to them, that this would simply not do any good?
I think they're waiting, and I think some of the consumer groups are trying to point out to the American public that this bureau is under at risk of being restructured.
Maya Jackson Randall, financial reporter for Dow Jones Newswires. Stay with us.
National broadcast of The Diane Rehm Show is made possible in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. By the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.
A doctor's office on wheels. A pediatrician talks about the challenges of providing regular health care to homeless children. The Diane Rehm Show, next hour. And it's time to go to the phones. Let's go first to Bruce, who's in Baltimore, Maryland. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment that I get so fired up about this. Let's be honest. Let's tell it the way it is. To some extent, the big banks, Wall Street, the financial institutions have influenced, have manipulated, have controlled in so many ways, your contributions to different candidates, particularly the Republican Party and the people that support business. I believe in business, too, enterprise. But, you know, this nonsense has been going on for years and decades with credit cards, with lending, the hidden traps and fees and credit cards, the nonsense of these big banks and Wall Street, the lies and manipulation that they've did for years and decades. And now we finally get they try to pass some legislation for real consumer protection and real control of this stuff, and the Republicans, generally the Republicans, are against it, or they want to water it down, or they come up with all kind of nonsense and spin. It's a good thing. And I do believe they are afraid of Elizabeth Warren because she speaks the truth. She really cares about the proper control.
Mark Calabria.
I share Bruce's concerns. I certainly have a tremendous amount of frustration at Wall Street. First, I think we need to point out what is a very important fact here. The new consumer agency does not cover Wall Street. You mutual funds, they're not addressed by this agency. That remains at the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. So all this talk about taking on Wall Street is spin. This agency, by and large, exempts it. Not to mention, it exempts Freddie and Fannie. It exempts those realtors who told you that it was always a great time to buy. This organization is so riddled with exemptions that almost anybody who actually had anything to do with the financial crisis is not covered by it.
Maya.
There are exemptions. But the largest banks would be covered, large banks, as well as thousands of financial firms that have not been directly regulated by the federal government. So a lot of payday loans, a lot of cash, check cashing services, but also the giant banks as well. And the Bureau has new powers to find these companies. And that's what has a lot of people in the financial industry concerned.
And of course, the rest of the financial reform bill does cover Wall Street, does cover problems like swaps that Congressman Frank mentioned, and does close a lot of gaps that help cause the economic crisis.
All right, to Oakville, Missouri. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. People seem to object to a collective or universal risk for particular deposits. Why not promote deposits to equity? That would limit the collectivity of the risk and obviate the FDIC and FSLIC.
Travis.
It's not something we've looked at, so I can't really comment.
I think what Fred is partly addressing is the amount of deposits and debt in the system versus equity. And certainly one of the problems of the financial crisis were that banks, corporations, households were all massively leveraged, something we haven't done anything about. And that concerns me as well. Another very big cause of the crisis left unaddressed.
All right.
We should note, though, that the Department of Treasury is looking at leverage restrictions on the amount of leverage that large financial institutions can take.
All right.
Can take on under the law.
Sean, who's here in D.C. Good morning.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Two quick points. First, I applaud Mr. Calabria's use of French, the canard, but maybe he should stick to French because irregardless is not a word. Second, I just wanted to point out that I wish you would address this from an international comparative perspective. Independent regulatory agencies in Europe are one of the chief reasons that they've been spared the worst effects of the financial crisis. And if you look at this across sectors, everything from food and health safety to the financial sector to credit cards, the banking sector, it really makes a big difference. And it would be funny if it weren't so tragic, but when Mr. Calabria says that he would prefer, regardless of who the head of the agency is, that the agency's rules would be enforced across administrations, when he knows that subject to the appropriation process is code for the agency's mission being destroyed, depending on which way the partisan winds are blowing.
All right, sir.
First of all, I'll react to being a libertarian. I fully believe in my right to make up whatever words I wish as I go along. Language is organic and growing. And I reject those who try to enforce some sort of conformity of language on me.
So you like the word irregardless?
I'll like the word, and I'm going to use it again until Webster's accepts it. That said, you know, everything in the federal budget is important to somebody. I mean, the Defense Department is, of course, important. It's subject to appropriations. Does that mean we've ended wars because we have this Department of War subject to appropriations? Governing is about making choices and about making trade-offs. And that means the dollar goes here versus the dollar goes there. Congress needs to make the hard decisions of, say, do I put a dollar in this agency or do I put a dollar in healthcare?
Travis.
Or do I put a dollar in education?
The history of consumer protection agencies in this country is a history of special interests affected by consumer regulation using their power to stop and limit funding for those agencies. That's why the funding for this agency, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, will not come through appropriations because the special interests have a leg up there. It will come from the Federal Reserve. There are many limits on the use of that money in the law, but the source of the funding is designed to be more independent so that special interests can't manipulate the appropriations process.
Maya.
Yeah, that's true. I think the authors of Dodd-Frank made it so that the Bureau would be somewhat shielded from the political process. Although earlier this year, it's clear that, I mean, a lot of Republicans still want to change the funding mechanism at the Bureau. So it's not completely